Mirandola.
Hogsamea.
Hogsamea.
Have you lit, or are you going to lit with us?
I'm going to lit with y'all.
Okay.
Yasmin.
Hi, Jasmine.
Haxamea.
Is everybody ready to light candles?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Is there anybody on the phone who's not ready to light candles?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Wait for me. I'm not quite ready.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu V'hadli Gematria is 180, which is the same gematria as 72 plus 63 plus 45, the three levels of the spiritual worlds. Yud Aleph Hey Hey Vav Yud Hey Hey Aleph Yud Lamed Hey Hey Vav Yud Hey Mem Sofi Yud Aleph Hey Aleph Vav Nun Hey Yud. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam She'asah nisim La'avoteinu Bayamim Ahen Bazman Hazeh Baruch Atah Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehachayanu Vekiyamanu Vehigiyanu Lazman Ha Now light the candles. Watching with the light.
Oh,
we're now going to watch the candles burn as we learn some various items, various things. If you want to follow along, the handout is available on the Unique Astrological Events page, link from any of the YHWH web pages. Scroll down to the Hanukkah section and then pick the link that is for the first night of Hanukkah. The parasha reading for this coming Shabbat, which is Shabbat Hanukkah, is always the parasha of Miketz. In all of the parashiyot readings during the year, the sages only gave us a mnemonic, a memory tool for words in this one parasha. The Hebrew word that translates as word also translates as things, or the thing. The gematria of daber, word, is 206, one less than the gematria of the Hebrew word for light, which is 207. When we remember that there are 2,025 words in the parasha of Miketz, we have a hint to the holiday of Hanukkah. How does 2025 hint to Hanukkah? The holiday of Hanukkah relates to the Hebrew word ner, with its gematria of 250. When we light eight candles or lights on the eight nights, which are the longest, darkest nights of the year, we have 8 times 250, or 2,000. When we add the 25th day to this total, we get our hint in the number 2,025. The translation of the name Miketz is from the end. One way to understand darkness, as in the longer nights of darkness in the winter, is to realize that it is always the darkest before the dawn, which is before the light or the sun rises. This is what happens during the holiday of Hanukkah, as we will come to realize during our 8 days of contemplation, our 8 days of connection to the Chashmonai, our 8 days of calculation. It's recommended to learn about Hanukkah like a child. As a child, we learn that there was a miracle associated with the 8 days of Hanukkah, related to the oil that burned in the temple for 8 days, when there was only found 1 day's worth of lighting oil. This oil lasted 8 days, we are told, as children. Actually, we learn as adults that this is not the truth. It does not take 8 days to get the oil from Mount Olive, which is a few minutes away, and is filled with olives which are harvested in Cheshvan and Kislev. This is the hint for us to study like a child about Hanukkah, with joy and happiness, and by playing games and singing like children. Learn this lesson well, since being a child teaches us to trust our parents, our parent, which is Hashem, in addition to our actual physical parents. The miracle of Hanukkah as taught to children. In the Second Temple era, the Greek sovereignty decreed many terrible decrees upon the Jewish people and did not allow them to involve themselves in Torah learning or mitzvah observance with hopes of making them forget the mitzvot of the Torah. Additionally, the Greeks entered the Beit HaMikdash and inflicted much damage and disrepair upon it. All this caused tremendous anguish to the Jewish nation until Hashem had mercy on them and brought about salvation to Israel through the sons of the Hashmonai high priests, who defeated and annihilated the Greeks and eventually appointed a member of their own priestly family as king. The B'nai Yisachar, a sage of Israel, wrote and notes how the Hashmonai priests helped to undo the terrible decrees against keeping a calendar, which is a Kodesh, observing the Sabbath, and doing circumcision. The initial letters of these three mitzvot, Kodesh, Shabbat, and Mila, the Brit, form the root of the word Hashmonai, hinting to their generational tikkun. When the Hashmonai family entered the recently ruined temple and wished to light the pure menorah, only one container of pure olive oil, shemen, enough to last for only one day, was found. My commentary. In the story of Hanukkah, there was a priestly family called Maccabi, consisting of a high priest and five sons. The high priest refused to follow the directions of the Greek Syrians, who were trying to destroy the religion and the culture of Judea. He and his sons escaped to the mountains of Judea and rebelled against the Greek Syrian government. In many stories, they are referred to as the Maccabees, and in other writings, they are referred to as the Hashmonai. As discussed above and below, these terms are codes for many ideas that relate to the holiday of Hanukkah. The government of the children of Israel, based on Torah, consists of three components: the king, the judicial branch, and the priest. Only twice in the history of the children of Israel were these three levels held by one person. This was Moshe, and the second time was after the defeat of the Greeks by the Maccabees, the Hashmonai family. Continuing with our Hanukkah discussion. Nevertheless, Hashem performed a miracle and the flame of the menorah kindled for eight Shemona. Shemen and Shemona are cognate to each other for eight consecutive days until they were able to procure more olives in order to produce more pure olive oil. The day that the single container of pure oil was found was the 25th day of Kislev, and thus the sages of that generation established these 8 days, beginning with the 25th of Kislev, as days of thanksgiving and joy. Furthermore, they established that candles should be lit every one of these 8 days in order to publicize this miracle. These days are called Hanukkah. There is a cheshbon, an accounting, during Hanukkah. That cheshbon in the Hanukkah miracle hints to the Hanukkah miracles with Kodesh, Shabbat, and Brit, and Nes. These are the letters that spell the word cheshbon, which means a calculation, an accounting. On the 25th day of Kislev, enough oil to last for one day miraculously lasted for 8 days. And the 8 days are the 25th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 30th of Kislev, and the 1st and 2nd of Tevet. And in months where there's only 29 days, there are the two days of Rosh Chodesh for Tevet. So the first day is on the 30th of Kislev. So it's always the same 8 days. The holiday established by the sages. Actually, before I start reading that paragraph, I want an unwritten commentary. If you know that something you need to last 8 days, but you only have enough of that thing for one day, what do you do? Do you save it to the last day? Do you parse it out day by day? Or do you burn it on the first day and then do without? What are your choices? What do you do? The Chashmonai, who were connected to Hashem, had certainty that Hashem would provide. So they lit it on the first day, on the 25th, just as we did tonight. And then because of their certainty, it lasted for the 8 days. Miracles happen only because of your certainty. And this is something to always remember and to keep reminding yourself to remember. Continuing to read. This holiday established by the sages strangely begins at the end of the month, which is unusual for Jewish holidays. And then it continues through and ends in the next month, which is also unheard of for Jewish holidays. This is not the place in showing any of the connections whatsoever with that rueful day of the 25th day of the solar month of December. But there is a connection between why both holidays, the secular one and the Jewish one, start on the 25th day of the month. According to Jewish tradition, during the year of creation, the fall equinox fell on the 25th day of Elul. Fascinatingly, 3 months from this date is the 25th day of Kislev, the first night of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a symbolic winter solstice. Although the date of the winter solstice varies from year to year on the Jewish lunar calendar, because the winter solstice fell on the 25th day of Kislev in the year of creation, the first day of Hanukkah is thus the darkest day of the year, and the day from which darkness begins to retreat and the light begins to increase. This dark time calls for us to do a cheshbon hanefesh, an accounting of oneself. For it is known that we work, that the work we began on the Chodesh HaCheshbon, the month of accounting of Elul, through Tishrei of the high holidays, through the month of Cheshvan, is completed on Zot Hanukkah, on the 8th day of this holiday. The same time we are doing a Cheshbon HaShmonai, an accounting of the days of the Hashmonai priests witnessing Hashem's miracle on those 8 days. We also should be doing a Cheshbon HaNefesh, spiritual accounting, of what we still need to do to complete our tikkun, our personal tikkun, so that we can return to Hashem. It is said in Hasidic teachings that we have 8 days to fix what needs repair. And I am adding, there are sages that teach that the connection between the days of awe, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and then Hoshana Rabbah, actually are completed on Zot Hanukkah. Along those lines, during Hanukkah, it is proper to strengthen ourselves in the areas of learning Torah, in davening, and in acts of kindness. It is customary to give extra tzedakah on the days of Hanukkah, especially to support poor people who spend their lives dedicated to learning Torah. Based on the Zohar HaKadosh and the writings of the Ari, that one who is lax in giving tzedakah all year round can rectify the harm this laxity causes by increasing his or her tzedakah on Hanukkah, especially if giving to support those who learn or teach Torah. It's a crying shame that most of us, after lighting and singing a few songs, leave the presence of the candles and run to our latkes, to our jelly donuts and dairy dishes. There are tremendous spiritual treasures, segulot, to be gained from hanging around the menorahs and contemplating the significance of the lights. In this teaching of Hanukkah, we have followed our custom of providing nightly meditations to help us internalize the flames and to find personal meaning for each day. For each Jewish month, there are 4 weeks. And according to the Rashash, one of the sages from the 1800s, the first week stands for the energy of Father, of Abba, of Chachma. The second week stands for the energy of Ima and Bina. The third week stands for the energy of Zeranpin and Tiferet. And the fourth week stands for the energy of the Nukva, or Malchut, or receiving. And this is the main week of Hanukkah. The 30th day of the month stands for the energy of the inner vessels of Arichan Pin, the greater presence, the higher worlds, and the Keter, the crown. The first day of the month stands for the energy of the outer vessels of Arichan Pin and Keter. And the second day of the month stands for the energy of the Chesed, of kindness, of the Father and the wisdom. And as we have learned but not yet truly absorbed, Arichan Pin has 3 levels. We had just been reading, studying in the Parsha of Noach, and the terms that were used were the unknown head, the head of the, I forget the last word of that phrase, and the Keter. There are 3 levels in the Keter. On each day of Hanukkah, we reveal this particular energy of the day of that day of the month. We do not dwell too long on the mystical connections It is suggested that there are deep secrets to be revealed on this level. We then give over the holy correlations noted by the Ben Ish Chai, a great Sephardic sage from the 1800s. And then there are different meditations. One is Hit Boni Dut, which is contemplation, and Hit Bodhi Dut, meditation. The 25th day of the month of Kislev is Tiferet of the Nukva of Malchut of the month of Tiferet of Zeranpin, Tiferet, harmony of receiving. Tonight, the first night of Hanukkah falls on the 25th day of the month of Kislev. We meditate on the number 25 as it is our accounting of the Cheshbon Cheshbonai, the accounting of the miracle of Hanukkah. Amazingly, the word Hanukkah can be parsed as Chanu Kaf He. They rested on the 25th. And this would refer to the respite from battle that the warriors enjoyed on the 25th day of Kislev after defeating the enemies. Even more amazing is the fact that the 25th of the 42 journeys placed the Jews camped. That journey is called the Cheshmona, which is cognate, obviously, to Cheshbonai. Hanukkah begins on the 25th day of the month of Kislev, and the Maccabees were Cheshbonaim. And here are some additional correlations from the Ben Ish Chai. The unification of Hashem's great name that we say twice, once in the morning and once at night, in the Shema Yisrael, each of those verses has 25 letters. The Holy One, which Yud He Yud, the Holy Name, excuse me, Yud He Yud, totals 25 also in Gematria. And for the holy name Hey Yud, which totals 25. The lights of the five Chasadim, when each includes the other five, is 25 also. Do you know where the five Chasadim and the five Givorot are from, where they're resting and where they get sent? The letters of the third priestly blessing, Yisa Hashem Banav Elecha VeYashem Lecha Shalom, has 25 of the 60 letters. The merit of Hiskiyahu was king in Judah was for 25 years. The secret of the three unifications of Havaya Echye is 47. Havaya Elohim is 112. And Havaya Adnut or Adonai is 91. And these total 250 as taught in the earlier classes. We have about 5 more minutes for the lights to burn down. So I'm going to change to a unwritten commentary from a book that is about 100 Meditations of Hanukkah. And I'm going to read this book. Light and Hanukkah, the essence of light. Jewish tradition teaches us that what we call light manifests itself in two completely different ways, spiritual and physical. Spiritual light is metaphysical in nature. It cannot be seen or quantified. When spiritual light is mentioned, a number of intangible ethereal concepts immediately spring to mind. Hope, joy, peace, holiness, purity, enlightenment, and divine revelation. Spiritual light is mysterious and at times mystical. The Jewish tradition is replete with these associations and connotations granted to spiritual light. And in fact, these images are universal metaphors for spirituality and the nature of the divine. In contrast, physical light can be seen and in some sense quantified, yet it too has an intangible quality. Physical light, aside from lacking substance, modern science says light has no mass, also evokes many feelings and associations, warmth, comfort, growth, life, and the basic ability to see and move about freely without fear. It is therefore not at all difficult to understand life's many positive associations. Without it, this world would literally be a dark, cold, depressing, and in fact, uninhabitable place. Our reactions to merely glimpsing the sun after a few cloudy days, witnessing the majesty of an awe-inspiring sunrise or sunset, experiencing the light at the end of the tunnel, or suddenly seeing the light, testify to our positive attraction to light. Light is referred to throughout Jewish literature as the closest approximation to and most appropriate symbol for godliness, because light, even in its physical form, is ethereal and seemingly possesses no material substance, yet at the same time, it is all-pervasive and all-encompassing when it is manifest. In other words, physical light, like God, is intangible, yet it is always present, even amidst apparent darkness. Furthermore, physical light, like Hashem, always remains just beyond man's reach. Yet its revelation is all-embracing. In terms of how we sense them, both light and Hashem can only be grasped through our state of consciousness. When we speak of experiencing the light of Hashem, or of being spiritually enlightened, we are not talking about seeing a physical light with our eyes, but rather about experiencing a refined and elevated level of awareness, a level where the soul is aroused and experiences God through intellectual illumination, or through a feeling of emotional warmth and closeness. Light, through its physical traits and powerful symbolism, simultaneously bridges the physical and spiritual worlds, paradoxically revealing itself, while at the same time concealing an even more profound essence. The lights of Hanukkah create a perfect blend of physical and spiritual light, And meditating on them allows us to bridge the often impenetrable gap in many people's minds between the material and spiritual worlds. Let the finite physical lights of Hanukkah be a gateway to the infinite spiritual light of Hashem. Light and darkness. Light has always been perceived in relation to its opposite, which is darkness. Even though the very first verse in the Torah mentions the opposites of heaven and earth, the first pair of opposites treated as such are light and darkness. A number of verses later, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God separated between the light and the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Light from the moment of its inception is compared to darkness, and is almost immediately separated from it. In being compared to darkness, light seems to shine. Thus King Solomon and the sages note that more advantageous is the light that comes from darkness. Hanukkah is celebrated at the time of year when the nights are the longest and the light seems to be in retreat. The simple act of kindling lights at the darkest time of the year is adorned with symbolic, psychological, and historic meaning. When lighting the Hanukkah lights, see and feel deeply how even a small amount of light dispels much darkness in your immediate environment, as well as within the deepest recesses of your own inner world. Light is both infinite and finite. A basic question is asked about the menorah, the seven-branched candelabrum in the tabernacle in the desert, and later in the temple in Jerusalem, as well as the eight lights of Hanukkah. Does the light symbolize the finite or the infinite? The answer is both. Above all else, the tabernacle and the temple represent the indwelling of an infinite God in a finite world. Another of the great mysteries of existence, the light of the menorah, and in our time, the lights of Hanukkah, symbolize the infinite light of God shining within our finite material world. In the menorah and the lights of Hanukkah, the infinite light of God is clothed in physical light. According to Kabbalah and Chassidut, the original concealed light of creation is revealed in the light of the menorah, and now in the lights of Hanukkah. Now is a good time to look at the candles as they start to burn out, and remember that Hashem is infinite, and His light is infinite, and the lights of the candle are the infinite light concealed in the physical light, which is what we are seeing at this moment. A mathematical insight further establishes the connection between finite physical light and the infinite light of Hashem. The Hebrew word for light, or, equals 207, the exact same value as the term used throughout Kabbalah for the infinite light, and Sof. Further, Or also equals the word Raz, meaning a secret. In Aramaic, which is a sister language of Hebrew, it is truly a great secret how the physical world encloses the spiritual worlds, how matter encloses energy, how finite contains the infinite. Ponder these ideas deeply as you gaze at the revealed lights of Hanukkah and open yourself up to their infinite potential to illuminate your life. Earlier we sang the song Ma'oz Sur, Rock of Ages. And within that phrase, within that song, is a phrase, B'nei Bina Yemei Shmona. The children of understanding, the children of Bina, 8 days. Bina is one of the 10 Sefirot. The divine emanations through which God creates and maintains the creation. From below to above, it is the eighth Sefirah. Thus, the poetic reference in Kabbalah, Bina is referred to as Mother, and is one of the three higher Sefirot associated with intellect. Its literal translation is understanding. The lower seven Sefirot are referred to as her children, thus the children of Bina. The Hebrew word for meditation is hitbonidut, from the root Bina, as ultimately Jewish meditation seeks new understanding and awareness born out of the meditative experience. Meditating on the lights of Hanukkah confers upon us the blessing of being children of Bina, not only during the 8 days of Hanukkah, but throughout our lives. The symbolism of the number 8. Throughout the Torah, the number 8 represents eternity and transcendence. According to Kabbalah, the number 8 symbolizes a higher, more elevated level above the natural physical world, which is associated with the number 7 and its many cycles evident throughout Jewish tradition. Light, as we have seen in previous sections of this book, is also connected to the infinite and to dimensions above time and space, represented by the number 8. The menorah, the 7-branched candelabra, represents the many natural cycles of 7, while the Hanukkiah, the 8-branch candelabrum, symbolizes the eternal covenant between Hashem and his people Israel, as well as the transcendent nature of Jewish faith. In contradiction to the more earthbound material worldview of the Greeks. Gazing at the Hanukkah lights opens up a portal in one's consciousness, a virtual 8-rung ladder to deeper and higher perspectives of reality and life beyond the strictures and structures of nature. Enjoy the climb. At the end of the 8th portion of the Torah, which is Vayishlach, the Torah enumerates Esau's offspring, Part of that passage records the kings who ruled in Edom before a king ruled in Israel. This somewhat abstruse section is described in Kabbalistic literature as containing lofty secrets related to the creation of the world, the reality of evil, and the ultimate rectification of reality. Eight kings are mentioned in this passage, seven who rule and die, and an eighth king who rules along with his wife. No mention is made of their deaths. Kabbalah explains that the first seven kings who ruled and died represents the primordial world of chaos, Olam HaTohu, where the initial immature vessels shattered when they could not hold the primordial light of creation. The repercussions of this cataclysmic breaking of the vessels, which forms the basis of our present world, are symbolically repaired by the eighth king, who is married, representing a rectified state of balance and maturity, which the world needs to reach redemption. The fact that the Kabbalah attributes the secret of the eighth king's success to his being married is closely related to the mitzvah of lighting the Hanukkah candles in one's own home, ideally with one's spouse and family. Receiving the highest light requires a strong and secure vessel. One's family and home, when built upon a foundation of love and trust, provide a safety net and supportive boundaries within which one can dive and soar without fear of drowning or falling. Another beautiful connection to Hanukkah, beyond the obvious eight kings and 8 days, is the name of the eighth king, Hadar, which means beautiful. This reminds us of the teaching discussed earlier to beautify mitzvot in general, and specifically to beautify the mitzvah of lighting the Hanukkah candles. This principle is termed mechadrim min mechadrim, whose root word is hadar, the same as the eighth king. A final allusion to Hanukkah is found in the numerical value of the name Hadar, 209, which is the same as in, or with, light, Beor. Redemption comes through light, the light of Hashem, and the light of the soul. This light is generated and received within the vessel of a strong and vibrant Jewish home. It is an opportune time to integrate these simple but crucially important ideas while one gazes upon the Hanukkah on its lights in the warmth and peace of one's home, surrounded by family and friends. And we are connected to that through the technology of the age that we live. These phones. We're now going to do the meditation that we did earlier in the month of Kislev. You can find that meditation on the Unique Astrological Times link or page in the section titled A Time for Miracles, including a ritual. The meditation is titled A Partial Meditation for Your Miracles. We start on page 2 of the handout. Behold, I proclaim my intent, my purpose, and my desire to align myself, my being, my soul, and my body with my divine source and creator, the active being of all existence. I am Ani. I merge my identity with my divine source to receive from there all the blessings that both heaven and earth have to offer. I begin my contemplation, plating my inner I, Ani, in my physical body, and I merge with the divine source, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, by the sacred sound, Yo-Ah-Heh-Ni-Wah-Yo-Heh, Yo-Ah-Heh-Ni-Wah-Yo-Heh, Yo-Ah-Heh-Ni-Wah-Yo-Heh. I realign my body with my inner Malchut and the Malchut of my divine source. I realign my body with my inner Malchut and the Malchut of my divine source. I realign my body with my inner Malchut and the Malchut of my divine source. I contemplate my inner I, Ani, in my focused creative energy, and I merge with the divine source, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yo-Heh-Wah-Heh, by the sacred sound. You-Ah-Hu-Ni-Wu-Yo-Hu, You-Ah-Hu-Ni-Wu-Yo-Hu, You-Ah-Hu-Ni-Wu-Yo-Hu. I realign my creative energies with my inner Yasod and the Yasod of my divine source. I realign my creative energies with my inner Yasod and the Yasod of my divine source. I realign my creative energies with my inner Yasod and the Yasod of my divine source. I contemplate my inner I, Ani, in my focused, restrictive, emotional force, and I merge with the divine source, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yo-Heh-Wah-Heh, by the sacred sound. You-Ah-Hu-Ni-Wu-Yo-Hu, You-Ah-Hu-Ni-Wu-Yo-Hu, You-Ah-Hu-Ni-Wu-Yo-Hu. I realign my focused, restrictive, emotional force with my inner Hod and the Hod of my divine source. I realign my focused, restrictive, emotional force with my inner Hod and the Hod of my divine source. I realign my focused, restrictive, emotional force with my inner Hod and the Hod of my divine source. I contemplate my inner I, Ani, in my focused, expansive emotional force, and I merge with the divine source, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yo-Heh-Wah-Heh, by the sacred sound, Yi-Ah-Hi-Ni-Wi-Yo-Hi, Yi-Ah-Hi-Ni-Wi-Yo-Hi, Yi-Ah-Hi-Ni-Wi-Yo-Hi. I realign my focused, expansive emotional force with my inner Netzach and the Netzach of my divine source. I realign my focused, expansive emotional force with my inner Netzach and the Netzach of my divine source. I realign my focused, expansive emotional force with my inner Netzach and the Netzach of my divine source. I contemplate my inner I, Ani, in my balanced emotional force, and I merge with the divine source, Yohewahe, by the sacred sound, Yo-ah-ho-ni, wo-yo-ho. Yo-ah-ho-ni, wo-yo-ho. Yo-ah-ho-ni, wo-yo-ho. I realign my balanced emotional force with my inner Tiferet and the Tiferet of my divine source. I realign my balanced emotional force with my inner Tiferet and the Tiferet of my divine source. I realign my balanced emotional force with my inner Tiferet and the Tiferet of my divine source. I contemplate my inner I, Ami, in my restrictive emotional force, and I merge with the divine source, Yo-he-wa-he, by the sacred sound, Ye-ah-he-ni-we-yo-ya, Ye-ah-he-ni-we-yo-he, Ye-ah-he-ni-we-yo-he. I realign my restrictive emotional force with my inner Gevurah and the Gevurah of my divine source. I realign my restrictive emotional force with my inner Gevurah and the Gevurah of my divine source. I realign my restrictive emotional force with my inner Gevurah and the Gevurah of my divine source. I contemplate my inner I, Ani, in my expansive emotional force, and I merge with the divine source, Yohewahe, by the sacred sound, Ye-ah-he-ni-we-yo-he, Ye-ah-he-ni-we-yo-he, Ye-ah-he-ni-we-yo-he. I realign my expansive emotional force with my inner chesed and the chesed of my divine source. I realign my expansive emotional force with my inner chesed and the chesed of my divine source. I realign my expansive emotional force with my inner chesed and the chesed of my divine source. I contemplate my inner I, Ani, in my conscious mind, and I merge with the divine source, Yo-he-wa-he, by the sacred sound. Ye-ah-he-ni-we-yo-he, Ye-ah-he-ni-we-yo-he, Ye-ah-he-ni-we-yo-he. I realign my conscious mind with my inner Bina and the Bina of my divine source. I realign my conscious mind with my inner Bina and the Bina of my divine source. I realign my conscious mind with my inner Bina and the Bina of my divine source. I contemplate my inner I, Ani, in my unconscious mind. And I merge with the divine source, Yo-Hei-Wa-Hei, by the sacred sound. Ya-Ha-Ni-Wa-Yo-Ha. Ya-Ha-Ni-Wa-Yo-Hu. Ya-Ha-Ni-Wa-Yo-Ha. I realign my unconscious mind with my inner Chachma and the Chachma of my divine source. I realign my unconscious mind with my inner Chachma and the Chachma of my divine source. I realign my unconscious mind with my inner Chachma and the Chachma of my divine source. I contemplate my inner I, Ani, in my unknown, unknowable, supernal source, and I merge with the divine source, Havaya, by the sacred sound. Ya-ah-ha-ni-wa-yo-ha. 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 I realign my unknown, unknowable, supernal source with my inner Keter and the Keter of my divine source. I realign my unknown, unknowable, supernal source with my inner Keter and the Keter of my divine source. I realign my unknown, unknowable, supernal source with my inner Keter and the Keter of my divine source. Behold, I proclaim my intent, my purpose, and my desire to draw down from above and onto myself the supernal pattern and the supernal energies. May they fill me and realign me. May they bring me healing and prosperity, blessings and peace. Amen, amen, and amen. Please now contemplate page one, starting with the bottom. Yo ah hey ni wa yo hey. You ah who ni wu yo who. You ah who ni wu yo who. Ye ah he ni we yo. Yo ah ho ni wo yo ho. Ye ah he ni we yo ye. Ye ah he ni we yo he. Ye ah he ni we yo he. Ya ah ha ni wa yo ha. And we will say the second verse of the Shema, the eighth verse of the Anabekoach, out loud. Baruch Shem Kivod Balchuto Leolam Waed. celebration of the first night's candle lighting. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all Chag Sameach, and you all have a beautiful holiday. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Thank you. Chag Sameach.
Shalom.
Chag Sameach.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.